Well, this morning we have several guests joining us here in our studios. We're going to talk a little bit about a project that's been going on for a few years now to get a number of girls from the area involved in a softball program called the Southwest Iowa Swarm. Trevor Gipple is among those in studio here with us this morning, one of the coaches and organizers for the group. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Jim.
Appreciate it. Talk a little bit about how this all got started. This is how many years now?
This will be our third year. It started, 3 years ago, mainly Griswold and Avoca kids. We just wanted to take smaller schools, 1A schools, and put them together and go play at the Iowa Games, competing against much larger schools. It's really grown over the last 3 years. Our three major goals are develop players, have fun, and compete, and that's what we're doing.
Well, like anything else, you don't get better unless you do it a lot more. You get out, you get good instruction, you get an opportunity to practice, to play, and then play against other competition like that, too. And it really helps. Softball season tends to be kind of short unless you can lengthen it somehow, and this is one way to do it.
Absolutely.
Very good. Should we talk to the girls?
Yeah, feel free.
Let's have get him out of the spotlight here. Well, we have with us Anna Kelly, who's in the 14 and under division, Dakota Reynolds, who's in the 12 and under division, and Claire Schroeder, who's in the 10 and under division. We'll start at the top here, work our way down the ladder there is on the age groups. Anna, how long have you been involved in this?
This is my third year playing for Swarm.
How'd you get involved?
Well, Trevor was my coach for my Griswold team when I was in 7th grade, my A-League year, and he asked me to play with him his first year, been 3 years ago, and just stuck with it from there.
Yeah, you keep coming back, so you must have had fun.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it a lot, met a lot of new people, learned a lot from it, and new coaches, new friends, and gotten better.
Sure. Now, you play with Griswold.
Yes, I
and
do.
Your season's still going.
Yes.
So you're kind of trying to balance all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Is that difficult?
I make it work. I mean, I enjoy playing both teams. Once I get done with my regular season, I like going and have a different team to play with. But, I mean, I make it work. I mean, practice one time a day and the other work with both.
Now, when you're playing with Griswold, you're playing with mm-hmm. kids from the Griswold School District,
yeah.
against kids from other school districts around the area. When you're playing for the Southwest Iowa Swarm, are you playing with some other kids who
yes.
you might be playing against when you're playing with Griswold?
Yeah, I'm playing. So, on my team now, I'm playing with one of my conference rivals, Malia from Fremont Mills.
Ooh, and, that's tough, right?
Yeah, and a whole bunch of girls that I play with are teams that we've played already in the season this year.
Yeah, and you get along fine?
Oh, yeah.
No arguments?
Nope.
No worries, no hassles.
Nope.
Everybody gets along. Because everybody's there for the same reason.
Yes.
Everybody wants to get better.
Yep.
Is it just a cream of the crop thing, or is it anybody can participate who wants to come try out?
It's pretty much select. So, if coaches, they'll go around and watch, and if they think you're good enough, you have good attitude, you're not only a good player but a good teammate, and they see that you have something you could bring to us, then they'll ask you to play, and it's just kind of a select thing.
So it's kind of by invitation.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you're pretty honored when they come and say, hey, Anna, we'd like you to do this.
Yeah, I'm really honored to be able to play with these guys.
So you really couldn't say no.
Yeah.
What's been the best part for you the first few years you've been doing this?
Probably the best part is not only going to get to play against all the bigger club big teams, but I've met so many new people, people that I played against in the past I didn't really get to know before. I've made a lot of close friends, some of my best friends I've met from playing Swarm, and just made a lot of new friendships and made some nice bonds. And
what position do you play?
Outfield, pretty much, in first base.
Okay, so as an outfielder, then you don't really even get to interact much with the other players on the team. You don't get to run into them at second base or anything.
No.
So this is a new experience then, getting to know, like you say, some of these conference rivals.
Mm-hmm.
How's that going? Pretty well?
Yeah, pretty good.
Everybody? Yeah, good. Very good. All right, well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Dakota Reynolds is in the 12 and under classification.
Yep.
Have you done this before?
Yes, this is my second year.
Second year. How'd you like it the first time around?
It was very fun, and I had a great experience at the Iowa Games.
Tell me about it.
So we went up there on, was it Friday? And we spent the night at the hotel, and we just did a bunch of team bonding things. And on Saturday, we went and played, and we won one.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to the, not the championship, but third and fourth place, and we got third.
Wow, that's
Sunday.
Awesome. Is it an eye-opener for you to go to the Iowa games? It's one thing to play against other teams in your backyard, but when you open it up to a much larger, yeah. you kind of see what it's like elsewhere, too, and the kind yep. of talent.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a good experience for you?
Yes, it was a very good experience because I saw a lot of teams that I had not played before, and so I got a lot more experience.
Does it give you any extra drive and desire to maybe work a little bit more on your game and
yeah,
things like that?
Yeah, I had the competition, so I had to drive to get better.
At what? What'd you have to work on?
I had to just get better in general at softball, so I could compete with that competition.
Sure. What position do you play?
I play outfield.
Outfield, okay. What about you? Do you have other kids who are on your team, other players on your team that maybe you've competed against before?
Yes, I've played, I think, everybody on my team except maybe two people. So I've had a lot of competition. But with Swarm, we all come together and we're just one big team and we all get along and there's no arguments.
Sure. Does it take a while at all when you start being rivals before and now all put together? It's just an all-star team,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, when you start, it's nobody really knows each other, and uh-huh. it's a little different. But right now, this is our third or fourth practice, and we're all really, close.
You're all there for the same reason.
Yeah.
Because everybody's good at what they do. Everybody's yep. honored to be invited, and everybody wants to win.
Yeah. Yep.
Very good. Let's talk a little bit to Claire. Claire Schroeder. You're in the 10 and under group, right?
Yes.
Okay, and you've played before?
Yes.
This is your second year?
Yes.
How'd you like it last year?
It was really fun.
Why?
Because when we got to go to the Iowa games, we got to do a whole bunch of stuff with the team, and we got to spend a bunch of time with each other and learn more about each other.
Okay, aside from the softball, what else did you get to do that was fun?
We got to, make a bunch of posters and stuff, and put them on our doors of the hotels.
Sure. Sure. Was it the first experience you had really to kind of play against competition from other areas?
Yeah.
What was that like for you?
It was really fun because, they were really good teams and, it was really fun.
Yeah. It wasn't scary at all? Everybody made it. You feel welcome?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So what about you then? Putting together a group of players that come together like that to play on a team in a short period of time, did you guys all gel pretty well together?
Yeah, mostly.
Everybody got along right out of the gate. Everybody wants to win.
Yeah.
Have fun, all that kind of stuff. Will you keep doing this?
Yeah.
As long as you're invited, right?
Yeah.
Very good. Why should girls consider doing something like this if they do get invited? What advice would you give them? Why should they do it?
Well, I would give advice that if you wanted to come, that'd be a reason, and they're basically saying that you're a good player and they want you to come play with us and other people, and saying that they want you to be on the team.
Very good. What position do you play?
I play outfield.
You play out? So I got three outfielders here. That means I got three hitters here, right? Because you can't play outfield unless you can hit. They always tell me that outfield is the easiest. That's what they told me in high school. You can't play the outfield unless you can hit, because anybody can play the outfield, right?
Yeah.
No? Yes?
Maybe.
They won't say it, but I'll talk them up. All three of them have put in tons of time hitting in the off season, and I know they all said they're outfielders, but Dakota plays short for Griswold. Claire's a heck of a first baseman, so they're learning new stuff. They're trying to be versatile.
Sure, sure. And they can hit.
They can hit.
And they can hit. All right. Make sure we get that in there, too. So now, Trevor, these guys, these ladies have gotten the chance to do some practicing already, but you mentioned they're going to be in a tournament here pretty soon?
Yeah, this, 12s and 14s will be in a tournament up in Lamar's this upcoming weekend. Just kind of an exhibition, see where we're at, get to play together, compete together. And then we'll just fine-tune them the last week with softball and team bonding, as they all said. And then we'll go to the Iowa games on the 20th through the, I guess, 20th, 21st, and see how we stack up against everybody up there.
Sure, you bet. Well, it's fun to be able to do these types of things. You need some support to do it, though, right?
The support is incredible. I can't speak highly enough of the parents and the kids. We operate under the Griswold Little League, so we are a nonprofit. The kids go and get their sponsorship money, so the parents don't have to pay it. And then there's sponsors always reaching out, all over the place, just helping, because it's a huge cost, but these kids deserve it.
It's sure worth their while. They seem like they have a good time. They keep coming back for more every year, so obviously it's worth the effort there too. So if folks would like to support, can they still do that?
Yeah, absolutely. They can get on Facebook and find the Swarm page, and there's a lot of information on there and phone numbers, and we would appreciate it and encourage it, and by all means, we'll take it for the girls.
You bet. Well, it's always good to have good, fun experiences when you're young. If it wasn't fun, you wouldn't come back, right? Makes sense to me. Well, thanks for coming by. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Jim.
And good luck to you. That's Trevor and Anna and Dakota and Claire. We wish you all the best. Have fun at the Iowa games.
Thank you.